sex worker. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, 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 overtime live from the Phantom Radio Studios. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, like I said, Fan Run Radio Studios, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, hanging out with you guys on a Tuesday evening, trying to put thoughts into the form of words.
Just trying
easier
to speak.
Said than done, honestly.
It's not easy.
No.
Some people say it's easy until they get in the batter's box and can't really get any hits.
Yeah, just swinging away.
Some people.
Just staring.
I mean, you take BP.
You doing all right today?
I'm doing okay.
It's good.
You know, wasn't hot today. That was pretty cool. It was like a weird temperature today. The air was cool, but you're still sweating because it's so humid.
Yeah.
Weird day. Cloudy. Kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly, gross day. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say bad.
Disgusting. As some
but not a pretty day. As, you know.
Which one of these?
What?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Which one is you just left to poop in the toilet?
I wish, and didn't flush, yeah. I wish my mom was Irish.
Disgusting!
Or Scottish, or whatever that is.
she was just disgusted. That
she
was the only
or
race.
Or British, maybe that's just regular British.
No,
there,
no.
Yeah, there's some extra stank on there, right?
No, there's nothing, I mean, yeah, there's poop. But there's nothing regular about British, and there was nothing regular about that maybe British lady. You know how like a European accent covers like all the Slovakias and Russian?
Sure.
That was one of those accents that just covers all of the UK.
Yeah, that entire area.
That was the Brexit accent.
That's her, yeah. Those poor kids, they should have just flushed.
No, honestly, I'm an anti-flusher.
You're anti-flush?
Yeah,
when was
water.
The last time you flushed, brother? 2012?
I mean, it's like a tree with carbon rings. You got to like see the levels, but
right.
I'd argue, yeah.
You could count it.
5 or 6
years.
Times.
Times?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean, so like every now and then you got it.
You're not going too crazy with it. Okay.
Yeah. Once
okay.
a week.
When it starts to overflow.
I flush like a shower.
Okay. Yeah.
At the exact same time.
That's the way they used to do it. At the same time, too. That's efficient.
Get the leg out the tub.
That's efficient, yeah. That's how you got
to
do it.
Glad to hear you're doing all right,
doing
though.
Okay, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Little stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I had to switch cars again, so I'm driving a car that is not my own again for a couple of days while I get mine fixed. So sprinted over here, ate some undisclosed quarter pounder, and it was pretty good.
An undisclosed quarter, 1/4 pound.
I think 90% of restaurants have a quarter pounder burger.
A lot of them do, yeah.
It's not unique to any one.
They don't call it that,
no.
though. That is. It's a 1/4 pound burger at those places.
1/4 pound.
I bet it's patented.
Yeah.
I bet it is.
But yeah, no. Stressed out, running every which direction. Some fun things on the horizon, though, which I'm very, very excited about. So it's almost like a little light at the like. I don't think we're gonna have a show on Tuesday. I'm assuming no one's doing a show on Monday, but we'll probably not have a show on Tuesday because I get 2 days off of.
Let's get out of here then.
Day job work, and so I will probably good one. So
thanks.
Week from today, we probably will not have a show just because if I'm off on my day job, don't necessarily want to then come in at nighttime because then I have to still end up getting early in that morning. So probably take that next
sure.
Tuesday off. But like just little things to look forward
right.
to. But, yeah,
the future is.
There.
Yeah, I was literally
bright.
I was about to say that exact word.
Not bright, not nor dim.
The future exists.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah,
that's all you can ask for, man. That's all you can ask. All the future can do is exist and not allow fat girls in the club. That's the only thing the future can do.
That is what future does. He makes them walk through a little thing.
Oh, I can't remember the meme, but there was one. You know the Uno, like, draw four? I think it was just like have sex with a fat chick or draw four, and then it was just future picking up all the cards.
That's a pretty funny meme. Yeah. I remember when he got, he had a show at a club.
Yeah, I think that's what
had
it was.
Like a subway turnstile.
He had a scale at the
that
front
was too
of it.
Small. No, he had a space that you had to fit through like to get in.
Like the camel with the eye of the needle.
Yes, that's what he did.
That's way funnier.
It is very funny.
I thought he was like
it's not
like,
okay.
You know, like the water rides at Dollywood where you have to get like your whole group to stand on the scale, and then they make the minimum wage toothless worker do math to try to balance
He's
out
like,
the ride.
Oh, God.
And all of a sudden, like your fat sister is riding with a completely different family of skinny people, and I always was just never allowed to ride. They're like, we don't know what to do with you. Like you won't balance or overweigh anything, but we just can't put you anywhere. And so we. I thought that's how it was, but that's much funnier that it was quite literally a camel in the eye of the needle.
That's what he made him do.
What if it was just a skinny girl with broad shoulders? Is she out?
Like an 8 foot tall
girl.
She's like a solid 260, but she's real slender.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be fair to her.
Busty giant.
Honestly, she'd probably fit through.
Yeah.
She'd probably fit through. Just hunker down. Yeah. So you'd find a way. Like bend over sideways, turn 45 degrees. You know, you find a way. You watch one of those big fat dogs squeeze through a fence. You just pull the shoulders weird ways, you know?
Have you ever been to Rock City?
Where you see seven states?
Yes.
No, I see the barns all the time, though.
Okay. Well,
so I've pretty much been there.
Yeah, you pretty much.
You see seven states, right? Yes. That's
I didn't
what the,
count.
That's what the barns say.
I didn't count.
The barns say see
they
seven
could,
states.
I mean, like, there's no, like, lines that you can like I couldn't tell you which way was Virginia, which way was Georgia. You can see seven states.
Yeah, well, at least that's what the barn next to my high school says on the roof of it. It says Rock
what
City.
Seven states could
see seven
you see
states
from there?
I don't know. You want me to Google it?
Yeah, I could believe Virginia, Kentucky, Georgia.
Okay, well, apparently you're real high up, you know.
Seven.
That's what it says. I literally.
That's got to be a scheme of just like trust us. Because, like, I remember going up there and not being able to tell which state was which. Like, there was no marker or indicator on what you were staring at.
Okay, yeah, there is a marker. I don't know if you've been there.
I haven't been since I was, like, six or seven.
Okay, so Tennessee is to your left?
Oh, that can't count. That shouldn't. You're in Tennessee.
It's a half a mile away. I think you're technically... I don't know. Whatever.
This is great.
Whatever, man. Tennessee, you got Kentucky, Virginia... Okay. North Carolina.
Okay, I forgot. Yeah.
South Carolina.
That's fair.
Georgia, Alabama.
Is that the
and you're, I think you're in Georgia.
That's dumb.
Because it doesn't have a mile marker for Georgia, so I think you're half a mile out of Tennessee, and you're just inside of Georgia.
It's kind of a tease.
It's kind of neat.
But no, the thing is they have
it's not nearly as high up as I thought it would be.
No, I'm
they really
been.
Hyped
it's,
this place
yeah,
up, huh?
It's not crazy.
Really?
But there's a part where it's like the fat man squeeze or something like that. And it's like it's like a very narrow rock way.
Oh, right.
But you got to turn sideways in order to get through. I walked just fine.
made it right through?
I spread my arms
you
a little bit.
You full sprinted. Yeah. You didn't even have to slow down.
It was perfect. It was easy.
That's pretty cool. I love doing that stuff. You know, you just fit through a nice little narrow gap. Mm-hmm. Don't even touch the sides.
Oh, I mean, being a skinny man, walking in crowded areas, I am the king of the weaving.
Right, yeah. Oh.
Just in and out, in and out, in and out.
And you really blow people away when you turn sideways and fit through a hole that no one expected anyone to fit through.
The other day we were doing a cookout at work, and so I was outside in the parking lot, like, cooking and working, and so it was very hot. It's on a blacktop parking lot, sweating my butt off. And so my boss was like, hey, you can take your long chef coat off and just wear your plain black T-shirt. And then I did that, and then I turned sideways, and every single person made the exact same joke at the exact same time of, where'd he go?
Yeah.
And I put the jacket right back on and went back
to
work.
Yeah, you can't do that one.
It was so mean.
That one hurts.
I let him know. That one did sting. Saw a funny bumper sticker again today. Actually, it was a
license
plate.
You're a big bumper sticker guy.
I love. I think cars are the easiest thing to write about. But today, it was like a license plate cover on the backside, and the top of it just said, like, I'm a princess. And I was like, okay, she's annoying.
Right.
And then I read further at the bottom, and it said, because my father is the king of kings. Which, like, Christianity, cool.
Sure.
It's weird to call Jesus daddy, in my opinion.
That is a little...
Like, that's just, like, it...
Right.
He died for me to be a princess.
And even in, like, the triangle, you know, the old Trinity, he's not even the dad. He's the son.
Yeah, father, son.
You're the granddaughter. Spirit. You're not a princess.
No. Yeah.
Sweetheart, if you want to be Jesus's kid, you're a...
you're closer to a grand wizard than you are a princess,
honey.
Yeah,
you're
in multiple senses of
a grandchild. Okay? So, I don't know. Yeah, calling him.
It'd be really funny if one of the, like, she, like... I'm assuming it was a she, unless it was just...
I mean...
Yeah, no, yeah.
Whatever.
Assuming it was someone going by she, her pronouns.
Sure, because princess is...
it'd be very, very funny if they had to, like, take the S off of... The two S's off just when they transition. I'm a prince.
I'm a prince.
My dad's the king of kings. That's the ultimate. Like, my dad's a lawyer.
Yeah, that
my
is true.
My dad's God.
I'm royalty. Yeah, my dad's actually God. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Do you actually know who my dad is?
You probably read his work, but do you know who he is?
Yeah, he's definitely going to hear about this. Okay?
And I'll
tell
sure
you.
Of it.
And I'll tell you.
He ain't going to be happy.
He's not as forgiving as they say he is. Back in the day, he used to not be so much. So, depending on who you get.
Not a lot of stuff going on.
Not a whole lot.
The first just three trending topics are all a different thing that's going on in the world.
Vibes are low on this Tuesday.
Yeah, I didn't mean like I mean it's not my fault, but I did not mean when I first walked in the room.
Yeah,
the first words I said to you were obviously
vibe killers.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Like it caught me off guard just as much as everyone else who has seen the news got caught off guard. So we'll hit a quick break, come back, and try to shift the narrative. I got a couple of jokes, couple of bookmarks, couple things I want to talk about, and then we'll just hang out for a little bit and do some overtime. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Overtime. Here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Live from the Fanarin Radio Studios, it's Will Stevens. Tucker Holt.
Will Steven the Tuck.
It's Will Stevens in the Tuck. Going up until 8 p.m. as always, like I said, live from the Fanarin Radio Studios. Head straight over to the G3 Help Me Hotlines to grab Matthew. Matthew, what's good, man?
Fellas, can you imagine being a first-time listener the last 2 days and you've heard Will talk about politics and how liberals are going to hell, and then today we've got religion and how he doesn't like Jesus being called daddy? It's just, you get sports, religion, politics. I mean, you're basically the Knoxville's Oprah Winfrey, Will.
I will take that and run with it.
It's amazing.
Matthew, you should not have said that.
Matthew, you're too nice to us sometimes. I think you make us think that we are better than what we truly are.
Well, I still stand by what I said yesterday. You guys are my favorite show.
Well, we appreciate it very much, buddy.
Matthew, as a radio show host, usually it's the art of telling the callers when they are right or wrong about a take. And Matthew, you are wrong about that. We should not be your favorite, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
Well, you guys keep doing what you're doing. It's original, and we love you for it, fellas. Not to get a little gloomy here, but have y'all seen the Dwayne Haskins police report that came out?
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, and not to spend too much time on that, but is it bad that, like, that's public to everyone? Like, you can kind of now, like, his image is probably less more... respected because of that. Is that a fair take?
No, it's very fair. I don't think it is bad by any means for it to be public. I think that police report should be public because a lot of the times that lends itself to the bad parts of policing and police reports and stuff like that being public and leading change and all this fun stuff that I don't want to spend too much time on. I do think it's bad that ESPN ran the headline, kept it on ESPN, kept it on the front page of their website, kept it on the front page of SportsCenter. Shefty was tweeting. Everyone was tweeting. When it does not matter if he was drunk or not. The guy was still killed by a car. Yeah. Regardless of whose fault it is, it does not change anything other than, like, man, it sucks that someone died.
Yeah.
And that's what's wrong with it. You should not be parading around a headline because it's going to get you clicks, regardless of if that was their intention or not. It is so dumb to me that that matters at all to anybody.
Yeah. The Schefter, when it first came out, the story itself, Schefter's tweet was just way below the belt.
He struggled with Washington and Pittsburgh or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad tweet.
It's like, I understand this. I used to be in this industry. I understand it's your job to get clicks, likes, draw in more views. But you have been in this industry so long, you don't need to tweet out that type of mentality of just struggled at Washington, struggled at Pittsburgh. Like, dude, like, the man was an Ohio State legend. You can just tweet out that and that he's passed away, and that's all you got to leave it at. And everyone here, even people from Knoxville, know who Dwayne Haskins is.
Call me crazy. I don't even think Schefter needs to tweet about it at all. I don't think there is a reason for Schefter to be tweeting about someone's death. I think he should be a breaking news guy when it comes to free agency only. Well, I think it's weird when people not use people's deaths, but just talk about people's death, knowing that it will get some sort of traction.
Yeah, and Schefter, really, the one gripe that's always been about Schefter, too, is he has a major disconnect between the fact that they are people and all. I think he just views them as like assets to the league, and they are numbers on a stat sheet.
He lives in a video game.
And numbers on a salary cap, and he really just has that sort of disconnect, distance between them. And I don't know if he understands that, like, the things he says are completely inappropriate most of the time. The JFK tweet, like, sometimes I don't really think he understands social things.
That happens from being online too much, too.
Possibly,
like,
sure.
Like, living your entire career on the internet, you just, it's very hard to be socially aware of a lot of things.
Well, hang up with this, and you make a good point. Honestly, Will, I would be totally fine if Adam, all he did was just tweet about sports, and it was just like free agencies, and it didn't actually have to do, like, I know this is dumb, guys, and I'm not trying to get political, but, like, I would actually enjoy ESPN more if it didn't have to be so woke some days, but it is what it is. It's the world we live in nowadays. I mean, you saw who's the NBA analyst that everybody loves on Twitter, Will?
Shams? Woj?
Yes, Woj. Well, I remember Woj got in some big scrutiny because he basically tweeted out F Trump, and, you know, whether or not you like the guy or not, that got blown up in everyone's faces. I think for me, it's just like, I wish we could get to a place where talking about sports was talking about sports, but now it's just not the same type of mentality. It's social media is so huge now that, like, stuff like this back in our dad's age, like, it's gaslight. You see it on Twitter, retweet it, Snapchat, Instagram. It's out there so much easier that it's easy to fall under this trap of just, like, not being able to do your job to the best of your ability, like Schefter has struggled the last week. And I'll hang up with this to make everybody, you know, enjoy this sports show that y'all do so great at. I'm going to hit y'all with something different, a little trivia question for you. Before Texas and Oklahoma joined the SEC, we had recently A&M and Missouri join. Can you guys share with me, and let's see how smart you guys are, and I'll DM it to you, the last two schools that left the SEC, and I'll hang up and let.
It's a great question.
That's a good question.
I thought he was going to hit us with, like, the two schools that joined before that, which I believe were South Carolina and somebody.
Would that be
Arkansas, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I'm not going to know the two schools that left the SEC.
Georgia Tech. Was that one of the last? I don't know when they left, but Georgia Tech left. But that was like years ago.
For just one second, to talk about the wokeness of ESPN and the different things like that, I have always been a proponent. Matthew said it very well at the beginning of his phone call, talking about how you can get whatever. You don't know what you're going to get when you turn on the Fan or Radio app from the hour of 6 o'clock until the hour of 8 p.m. Because I was just explaining this to you. I have zero strong convictions. I have opinions. I have things that I think are right. I have things that I think are wrong. I have very strong opinions in that. But in terms of something that really deeply having any connection or getting upset or offended about. There's nothing in my life that has that. I like everything, I like to think, at a very base, normal level. There's some things I'm a little more into than other things, and there's some things I dislike. But people just need to be able to like things at a normal level. Being woke is just the same as ESPN tweeting something poorly about Tennessee and people getting upset about that. Politics are a team game. You're red or you're blue. Like everything is team-oriented. Everyone and people have these strong convictions for no apparent reason about anything. That's why, I agree with Matthew in terms of what we do is unique, because we have no strong convictions. Anybody can get it. Any direction, it doesn't matter. No. I've made fun of women just as much as I've made fun of Christianity as on this show.
And men.
Yeah.
And old people.
Yeah.
And police.
The trans community.
The president. Both of them. They both suck.
Yeah.
Who else have we? The Pope? I bet you we've got some shots
honestly,
in on the Pope.
45, come back. I didn't get all my jokes in.
We probably have more. Yeah. Name a politician. Probably touched on them once.
Yeah.
You know?
And if not, they probably touched on people, so.
I mean, that's what that financial class likes to do. Word on the street. Word on the island. So I've
heard.
I mean,
that's everybody. I don't know though about like the woke thing's weird. Like I think it's dumb to have to conform to one ideology.
If it's funny, it's funny.
But at the same time, I do also think that it's dumb to get upset about a sports show's political opinions.
Yeah.
Especially when the majority of those people are former athletes or come from different sports backgrounds, who tend to be correct about a lot of things, in my opinion.
Okay.
But again, even if someone was like, Joe Biden sucks, I'd be like, yeah. I mean, you're not completely wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, there are those different things to that. I think that's very interesting to me. It's just the way that everything just is very team oriented. Everything is very competitive for no reason at all.
Yeah. I mean, well, we are a tribal species, man.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing it ever since we were barely people.
Yeah.
You know?
Many people forget. It was not Adam and Eve. It was Bloods and Crips to begin the war.
Pretty much. Might as well have been. They were killing each other. There was many wars. We just won. There was different, like, brands of people. But we won.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know? That's a pretty sick trophy in our trophy case. Beat all other types of people. Now we're the only people. It's pretty neat. Granted, we were all looked pretty much the same. Maybe some of us were a little hairier. Some of them were a little hairier than us, you know? We're lucky that another primate didn't evolve a sixth, you know, another thumb on the other side.
My biology teacher had 7 fingers.
7 of them, huh? Shoo. I mean, if that person, male or female?
Dr. Randolph.
Okay.
That didn't answer the question.
That didn't? Male. No, that's a last name.
Male.
Okay, male.
Dr. Randy.
I mean, if he really does his due diligence.
D-Randy? That's what we used to hit him with.
Randy?
D-Randy.
That's cool.
He was cool. He was really cool.
He had 7 fingers.
Yeah.
If he does his job and has, let's think, what'd you think, like 50 kids, 100 kids, maybe 10?
What are you?
10% of them.
In a classroom. Oh,
no, children.
No, yeah, I got you.
No.
Are you himself?
He his lineage, his genes.
He has 100 kids.
He passes on his genes to 100 kids. Maybe 10% of them also have 7 fingers. And then they have kids, and then spread, you know? And they have 100 kids, and that 10%.
I learned this in his class. This is biology.
And then eventually.
We all have 7
fingers.
Well,
we don't. It doesn't work. We don't get them.
Dang.
But in the future.
You said we were getting fingers.
God, it'd be cool if we could. Have you seen where they're, like, making those little prosthetics, extra thumbs?
I have not.
It's kind of neat.
Was that just so we can text faster?
I don't know. I saw, like, where people were, like, holding a jar with their thumbs, and then they would, like, open it with their fingers one hand. It's a weird.
Why do you?
I don't know. They think that we need to be a little more...
I mean, is it just, like, the phone thing? You can't put your phone down to open a jar? Like, what? Why so desperately do you need to be able to open a jar with one hand?
Yeah, a lot of it was just like, look, you can kind of do this one-handed. Like, they were, one of them was like, they gripped the banana with like the thumb and they gripped a banana somehow and then peeled it with the same hand at the same time.
Why?
Yeah, you save like 2 seconds. I don't
even peel it.
It's kind of cool though. They were like moving it with their mind somehow, or
that's how hands work.
Right, but it's a prosthetic.
Yeah, it's supposed to be connected to nerve endings, if I'm not mistaken. Sure. To be able to do that.
I don't know how that one works.
You don't know about the prosthesis world.
Sure. How many you done?
How many have I done?
Yeah.
Six or seven.
Yeah. You're real good at
prosthesis. I really like putting it on and then taking it and running away with it just for the sake of comedy.
Okay. Just have a little laugh, a little joke.
Yeah. Speaking for the sake of comedy, we'll hit a quick break, come back with some comedy. Don't go anywhere. OT next. Overtime! I'm Steven Steigerholt.
OT.
OT, 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 OT. Live here from the Fan Run Radio.
The what now?
The Fan Run Radio. Okay.
For a second, I thought we were in the Man Run Radio.
Yeah, we are.
We're out here. We're driving big trucks.
Welcome into Man Run Radio. Radio run by men.
By men for men. Coming at you live.
And when we say by men, we don't mean by men. We do be kissing, though.
That's okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty funny. That might be
Man Run Radio.
Put it on the highlight reel.
That's not bad. Man Run Radio ain't too upset.
By men for men.
By men are for men.
Don't spell it with an I.
It's with a Y.
B-Y-men.
B-Y-men. We it used to be people would get confused.
And we're a little confused too, but...
Wait. Yep.
We're not confused, you're confused. Men Radio.
Okay. I like that.
Oh, that made me laugh.
Did it?
That made me chuckle.
I couldn't hear you.
I almost cursed at you because of that.
Did you?
Yeah, that was...
You can't curse.
I didn't.
Goodness gracious.
That would be little boy radio if I did that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
We're doing men radio.
But sir, I thought this was little boy radio. All little boys are British to me. I've realized that.
Yeah. Well, Tiny Tim, I think, made sure of that. Is he British? He was British. He was a little boy. Tiny. Well, whoever that stupid kid... Tiny Tim was a little boy, was he not?
No, he's the tiptoe through...
Okay, that's an artist. Is Tiny Tim not also a character in...
Tiny Tim the little boy.
A character in a book? Please, sir, can I have some more?
I don't see anything.
I don't think that's Tiny... That could be Tiny Tim.
Prankster who calls himself Tiny Tim hilariously calls a school pretending to be a young boy calling in sick.
Okay.
YouTube prank.
That's funny.
Tiny Tim, A Christmas Carol? Timothy Tiny Tim from
Timothy,
The Christmas
Timothy
Carol.
Timothy Tiny. That's his full name. Mr. Tim Tiny.
No, it was Timothy Cratchit.
Timothy Cratchit was old Tiny Tim?
He was.
Well, he was little.
He was a fictional character, is a fictional character, from the 1843 novella A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickinson. Nope, just Dickens. although seen only briefly, he's a major character and serves as an important symbol of consequences of the protagonist's choices.
That's right. Yeah, Tiny Tim's the kid at the end of, yeah. The Scrooge has his little...
People don't know this. He grew up to be the father, or the grandfather in Charlie and the Chocolate. He's Grandpa Joe.
That's Grandpa Joe?
Yeah, changed his name and everything.
Wow. Really, really lost the people, Uncle Joe.
Grandpa Joe sucks.
Yeah, everybody knows Grandpa Joe sucks.
I don't think that's a hot take. Worst character in movie history.
Lay around until it's time to go have some fun, Gramps.
Honestly, most relatable character in movie Hell history. Hell yeah. But the worst character in movie
history.
I would
be Grandpa Joe.
Oh, everyone. Anybody who's I don't talk about it often, but I do know that he sucks. But
anybody who,
like, that's their fun fact, my hot take is that Grandpa Joe sucks. You are a Grandpa Joe. Your only hot take is that, like, you don't like a lazy person, you are probably a lazy person.
You're probably lazy. You're jealous of Grandpa Joe.
Yeah, he had
You're not
it right.
upset by Grandpa Joe. You're jealous.
Did you know that apparently the golden ticket in Charlie and Chocolate Factory was chosen for Charlie? Willy Wonka wanted a local boy. That's what a conspiracy theorist on TikTok tried to tell me the other day.
Okay.
I was watching a video, and he was like, fun facts you might not know about Willy Wonka, and then just made up things.
Okay. All right.
Which it was.
Fun fact, did you actually know Willard Wonka's first name is Willard?
I did.
It's a fact.
Did you know that his last name is Wodonkulous?
I did know that, actually, yeah. It's in the book. People don't read the book. They just watch the movie.
Willy Donka.
Yeah. Badonka Donka.
Hour two next.